So now, in Habakkuk 3, verse 2, Habakkuk 3, verse 2, Habakkuk had a change of heart. God gave him two confirmations. So now Habakkuk, this is what he says to God in verse 2, chapter 3, verse 2. It says, I've heard all about you, Lord. I'm filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of our deep need, help us again as you did in the years gone by. And in your anger, remember your mercy. He said, help us again as you did in the years gone by. He said, God, I remember. I remember now. You done it for me back then, so I know you'll do it for me now. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, I remember how you came through last time. I seen you come through for my mom. I know you come through for me. And see, I've been there where all I could think about was the one thing that it looked like God wasn't doing for me right then. That's all I could think of. That's all I focused on. But I forgot about all the times God blessed me, how he came through for me. So we got to be like Habakkuk. We got to remember how God came through in the past. See, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, Eve and Adam, they focused on the one tree God told them they shouldn't eat from. But they forgot about the whole garden that God had blessed them with. So we got to remember how God came through for us while in the past. And he'll come through us for again. He'll come through for us again. So now Habakkuk has this confidence that God, I know you're going to do it for me. You got me. So now that he has this confidence, I want to point out this one thing that Habakkuk says to God with this new confidence in verse 16. You don't have to put it up. I'm just going to read this one part. He says, now I must quietly wait. And when I got it underlined in my Bible, and I was like, God, my message is about praise. So how can you be quiet and praise? Something got to come out of your mouth when you praise. And he said, quiet in this sense doesn't mean silence. It means rest. We got to rest and wait. We got to fully trust and not worry, not complain, not doubt. See, I used to be so consumed with doubt. The moment I said a prayer, doubt would come. I had to be honest with God. I said, God, I don't know how to not doubt you. I don't know how to do it. You're going to have to show me. You're going to have to help me. So I was looking for something online because in James chapter 1, it says, if any man is to doubt God, he shouldn't expect anything from God. So I'm like, God, I got to get over this doubt. So I'm looking online, and I come across a Jesse Duplantis video. And he said, you can't fight thoughts with thoughts. And that's what I was doing. Every time a doubtful thought would come, I would just try to think about something else, get it off my mind. But he said, that don't work. Something got to come out of your mouth. He said, you can't help the thoughts come. Just like if a bird come land on your head, you can't help that the bird landed on your head. You didn't call the bird over there. You didn't lure the bird to your head. But when the bird land on your head, you're not going to sit there and think the bird away. You're going to say something out your mouth. Whether it be some screaming, whether it be some words you shouldn't say, you're going to say something. So whenever them doubtful and worries. Whenever that doubt and worry come, we can't get worked up by it. We can't let it fester. We got to speak the word of God. God, your word said it's already done. Your word says that you always cause me to triumph. So I'm not going to doubt you. I'm not going to worry. So we got to say the word of God, and we got to rest knowing that God is going to come through. We got to rest and wait. So that's what Habakkuk says he's going to do. Now that he has this confidence in God, he said, I'm going to rest and wait. And now we're going to read Habakkuk 3, verse 17 and 18. And this is the main scripture for this message. Praise him anyway. It says, even though the fig trees have no blossom and there are no grapes on the vine, even though the olive crops fail and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the field and the cattle barns are empty, yet will I rejoice. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. He said, God, even when stuff going opposite of how I want it to go, I'm going to still praise you. Even when stuff seem to be going worse, I see the birds dying, but God, I'm going to praise you. God, I see ain't no grapes on the vine, but I'm going to praise you anyway. This the type of mentality we got to have when stuff don't go our way. When we think God ain't doing nothing for us, we got to say, God, I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm going to praise you anyway. That's how we got to be. And see, Habakkuk wasn't moved by the stuff dying. He wasn't moved by not having no crops. Because he walked by faith and not by sight. See, when we read that scripture, we walk by faith and not by sight. We read it at face value. We read it as, God, okay, I have faith in what you say. That's what we read as. But sometimes it's deeper than that. In the New Testament, it tells us that we are the body of Christ, right? We're the body of Christ, and Jesus is the head. So as the body, your body do not have the ability to see. But the head does. The head is the only part that has the ability to see. So as the body of Christ, we can't see, but we got to have faith in what the head sees. We got to have faith in what the head says. So when the head say move, the body in line. The body right there. That's how we got to be. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight, because we cannot go by what we see, but we got to have faith in what the head sees. And I'm a tell this quick testimony that goes kind of along the lines with Habakkuk's story. Last year in October, I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to learn how to be intentional in my faith. I'm seeing faith work for everybody else. I need it to work for me, because I would used to just pray about stuff, and when it didn't happen when I thought it was supposed to, I would just let it go and be like, okay, I guess it wasn't meant to be. But I'm like, Lord, I got to learn how to work my faith. So I said, Lord, I need $1,200 by the end of the year. This was in October. I prayed, I believed, I received, I sowed seed. I did everything I knew what to do. And I said, okay, Lord, it's done. Thank you. And come November, the beginning of November, I had $600 out of that $1,200. But at that point in time, it seemed like I wasn't getting no extra money. I didn't know where the other $600 was going to come from. But I said, thank you, Lord, it's done anyway. And then I had got 3 job opportunities that came to me. And I was like, thank you, Lord, you done made a way. I was like, look at you being God. Thank you. You done made a way for me to get this money. I got 3 jobs to get this money. And then it come time to do the first job. The job is on the weekend, and it's out of town, so I'm going to have to miss church. But I done missed church before to go do other stuff, so it wasn't no big deal to me. It's a week before it's time to go do the job, and God's like, no, I need you to go to church. You're going to have to miss the job. And I was a little upset. But I'm like, it's okay. You got the 2 other jobs. You'll get some of the money. You'll at least get some of it. So even though I was upset, I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to go to church. And then I'm excited when the second time come around, because I get to go this time. I'm excited. And it's about 2 days before it's time to go to do the job or whatever. And God's like, no, I need you to go to church. You're going to have to miss the job. And y'all, I got so upset. If I'm being honest, I got upset. The same attitude I give my mama and my sister, I gave it to God that night when he told me I couldn't go. I was upset. Because I'm like, God, this is my first time actually trying to work my faith, and this is what you do. You dangle the blessing in front of me and you take it away. I had to be honest with God. He don't want you coming fake to him. So I said, I told the Lord how I was feeling. And I called myself going off on God. That's what I did. I called myself going off. And then I had to catch myself. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I said, Lord, I repent. I repent for what I said. I repent for how I feel towards you. And I had to check myself. I was more worried about getting the blessing than the one who was giving it to me. I was more worried about getting what I prayed for than the one who was actually blessing me with it. So I said, Lord, even if you don't do it, I'm going to praise you anyway. Even if you don't come through and I don't see the $600, I'm going to praise you anyway. And I'm thankful that you are my Lord and Savior. I'm going to love you anyway. But I said, God, I know what kind of God you are. I know who I truly serve. So you're going to give it to me. You're going to bless me with it. So that night in my bed with tears in my eyes, I just started praising God, because I'm like, it's done. It's done. So I went to bed because I was done with it. A few days later, I opened my account, and I didn't have no reason to be checking my account because I wasn't getting paid around that time. But I was checking my account anyway. And when I opened my account, it was a few thousand dollars in there that wasn't in there before. A few thousand dollars when all I needed was $600.